welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 32 of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilwangi. With me as always is Tim. How's it going, Tim?
Doing good. That's vitamin T to you.
Vitamin T. The racer's
that's
edge.
Right. Yeah. I like it. It is kind of a pro wrestling-y name.
It kind of is. I always think vitamin C, not like the vitamin, but like the singer.
Okay.
Who put out that one song. And that was it.
Yeah. Yes.
It was
That's
big,
what
though.
I'm going
to
do.
Hey, if you can put out a song that big, more power to you.
That's right. Get ready, world.
What about the underworld?
Ooh, get ready, underworld.
Hey.
What a segue.
Nice segues. today we're going to be talking about the Underworld Denizens, which is tier 2.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Your choices are either 7 primary skills, 5 primary skills and a secondary skill, or 4 primary skills and access to 1-star player. First off, Underworld Denizens. Why are they tier 2?
I think just because they used to be bad in the 2016 rules. I don't know any other reason. I mean,
wouldn't that
have...
make them tier 3 then? I mean...
Yeah, but they should be tier 1.
Really?
Or do you think they were too high?
I think they were too high. I mean, I'm not...
No.
Okay.
No way. I'd say tier 1.
Well, we're going to have to get into it. I'm honestly not familiar with this team that well, so...
They have, like, the best win rate all the time in tournaments right now without these rules.
Okay.
And even if you look at win rates in these rules, as, of course, Mike Davies, who puts out all the data, always on top of everything, according to this chart, they have the second highest win rate in these rules. So, I mean, that might not mean they're the second best team or anything, but they're definitely good.
Okay. Well, I totally meant why are they so low and not, you know, high.
No, I meant they should be a tier higher.
Yeah, that's what I'm agreeing. Of course they should. Yeah. So with that being said, this is also going to be one of those teams that I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of stars that work well for it.
Yeah, I mean, just their player cost is so low. At 1.15, you could fit in a star easily, even the most expensive stars.
So what do you think is the best way to go then?
Oh, the best way. Yeah, that's tough.
You know, if you had to pick a roster, what's it going to be?
I'd really feel like I'd want to test these guys. I guess my favorite roster would be a Morgenthorg roster, because I think that would be very fun.
Yeah.
And I would easily do this if it weren't for all the additional skill costs associated with picking Morgenthorg in particular.
Because at that point, you're just getting one skill, right?
Correct. Yeah, one skill. And this team doesn't desperately need a lot of skills. Obviously they can use them, but this is my Morgenthorg build anyway.
Okay.
You can still get all the positionals, a troll, a Skaven Blitzer, the gutter runner, the thrower, the three linemen will all fit with Morgenthorg. I wanted to have 6 snotlings for sure, so that you can max out how many you have potential to put on the field with the way that that rule works now. You have to have as many in reserve as are on the field extra. So
yeah,
I have 6 snotlings and then 2 goblins, and that's still 16 players, but just the snotlings are so cheap. It's easy to get this many players. You only can fit 1 reroll. So for my single skill, I put leader on the thrower.
That makes sense.
But still, this seems pretty not bad to me.
No, anytime you have Morg on there is pretty good. And so realistically, you don't have any skills. You just kind of have 2 rerolls.
Yeah, yes.
That's the way to look at
right.
it.
But the Blitzer has block. The Troll doesn't really need skills. The Gutter Runner doesn't have to have skills. He's got the one skill he really needs. The linemen are kind of missing out. Like, they could use him. I think you could get away with no skills.
Yeah.
Basically, with this team. They kind of already have everything they need to have.
I mean, it's ballsy. I mean, for sure.
Yeah, I think this will be a high variance team, because it's really going to come down to Morg surviving and doing a lot of good work for you.
Yeah, If he's alive and taking out people left and right, then what more do you need? You actually have a ball carrier. You actually have speed. Yes. You've got everything to complement him, so...
Mm-hmm. You have another big guy to eat up space. You have tons of players that are great to foul with, and also just you can field at least 12 players and maybe up to 14.
Jeez. Hey, fair enough. Any other stars that might be worth playing?
I think you can do several other stars. I made one other roster with a star, but I think you could do Farrah Ghoulchewer or Hackflim or any of the good stars. I made a Glart Smash Rip roster because I wanted to do one with a star where you got the maximum skills.
Yeah.
It's basically the exact same roster, the same players. I have three rerolls instead of one and an apothecary with Glart instead of Morgenthorg. And then I went with a Guard Troll, Guard Blitzer, Block Gutter Runner, but I don't think you have to have this Guard Troll. You could skill a lineman or something if you wanted.
Mm-hmm. And wrestle on the lineman.
Yeah, wrestle lineman would probably be my top lineman choice.
Yeah, more skills. Definitely a more dynamic player in a sense. But yes. He's not going to be peeling people off left and right.
No, not at all. I mean, you're more relying on your regular players. So on this list, it might even be better to do the Rat Ogre instead of the Troll and not have the Apoth and have him be more the hitter.
Yeah.
But you can't block him, so he'd have to be Juggernaut or something.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
And I guess I did a Rat Ogre no stars roster too, which also has all the positionals, but the Rat Ogre instead of the Troll. It has three goblins and six Snotlings, so still 16 players. You don't have really enough to spend all your money on here, because I have 16 players and all the positionals you can get, including the Rat Ogres, who's the most expensive big guy choice.
Yeah.
Three rerolls and an apothecary, and then I still have two bribes, because their bribes are 50k.
Jeez.
And because of that, I took a dirty player lineman. So yeah. I thought, with two bribes, that's pretty good. I blocked the Rat Ogre, Guard Blitzer. I did block on the Gutter Runner and the Thrower. I think the Naked Lineman could maybe have Wrestle or Block or something instead of it on the Thrower, depending on how you want to play. But that's my no skill or no stars roster, which I still like. Rat Ogre can beat people up, and the fouling with the bribes is going to be pretty brutal potentially.
And the three rerolls and an Apoth, so...
Yeah.
Your chances of actually taking someone down is going to be higher, or whenever you need to, really get in and take the ball away of somebody.
Yes. And I mean, you could change Snotlings to Goblins with the money you have, but I really want to have six Snotlings so that I can have maximum players on the field. And I don't think they're not that much worse for what they're doing on this team.
Yeah. No, they're kicking people and they're being annoying. So.
Yes. As an aside, I feel like this team should have Knoblars at most, or nothing. Like, it either shouldn't have this extra lineman type, or they should at least be Knoblars so you can't put extra ones out on the pitch.
Yeah.
But that's not what it is, so.
Yeah, that makes more sense, because then, you make them a little bit more special, but... Plus, I like Knoblars. It's just fun to say.
Sure. Yes, yeah.
I don't like that they're on Ogres now, only because very petty... my ogre team was the Pig Barter Knobheads because there was a town called Pig Barter where it was like a trading station, and they would put Knoblar heads on spikes. I'm like,
oh man,
that's a good name. And now they're just part of the team, and like, dang it.
A lot easier to find to put on those spikes.
That's true. So I guess it makes sense. But, it's also kind of intimidating for the team. You better do your job or you're going to go on the pike.
Yeah. Anybody who fails, they end up on the pike squad.
I am more okay with this now. Thank you. So, again, you said they're a great team. Looking at them, they really are a great team. Out of 5 stars, which one am I going to base this on? I'm going to base it on the no star, because I think that was probably the one I'd take.
Mm.
And I would give it a... You have all the good. Oh, I'll give it a 4.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go 4.5 on these guys. And just because of how they perform, I feel like maybe I'm wrong and they should be a 5. All the evidence of reality tells me these team is maybe the best team.
Hmm. Well, definitely be interested to see how it goes at the event.
Yes, because they didn't do great at Euro Bowl. So, and that was these rules.
And they didn't change tiers or anything?
No.
Okay.
I don't think anything for them changed since then.
Okay. Well, if I had them, if I played them, how many wins would I get? Again, I'm just going to say 4. Pretty confident, not greatly confident, but.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, I don't know, this is you're probably too 6. High, but I'm going to say 6. I'm just excited about these guys. I kind of have like this post-roster regret. I wish I would have played them instead.
Yeah, well, you can't, so.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Next time, if they don't change, you could always take them to a different tournament.
Yes, yeah, and I will. Mostly my team's not done, so.
Oh, yeah. That's
I couldn't play them.
That's a very good
primed,
point.
But that's not going to fly.
Well, as you stated in your teams, they are very star-heavy. This is a very good team to put a star on. You can take the best one of the best stars. No problem. Still have the rest of your team. Yes. So, the bet
yeah,
this
so
week.
I'd say for the bet this time, go ahead. Do you think that the best Underworld team will have a star player?
I think no. And I'll let you have the yes for an easy win.
Yeah. And it seems to me like during this episode, you changed your mind on how you're going to pick on this.
I did for sure.
Yeah. And I think they're good either way.
Yeah. And I think looking at the rosters, like, I think it's just more consistent without the star. Because
yeah,
you are tempted to put a giant star on there, and they're awesome, except when they get taken out. And people
yes.
are going to be gunning for them. If they get taken out in 2 or 3 games, then you need to really have excellent games the rest of those. So if you lose the ones you lose the star, and then you only win half the ones that you keep the star, then you're not doing great.
Right. I mean, this isn't exactly these rules, but I know Chance played Saul in the finals of Gen Con Bowl this year, and Saul was playing a Morgenthorg Underworld team.
Oh, yeah?
And Chance injured Morgenthorg on, like, turn 2 and won 2-0.
Yeah.
So, that was obviously largely why. And the game was closer than 2-0 because he's a great coach.
Of course, yeah.
It's hard to play 400K down.
No, and the team can still compete because it does have, like you said, all the other positions, but you don't have the skills. And when you don't
right.
have the skills, you know, you target him, he's gone, you take out the thrower. Now they only have one reroll.
Yes.
Well, guess what? It doesn't mean much if you can't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah, then you're counting on, like, just gutter runner luck, and you only have one, so.
Yeah. And then he's the next target.
Yeah, the Rat Ogre versus Troll on this team is interesting to me, too. Just kind of which one you want is a real debate.
Yeah, because the Troll you're going to put on the line and take
yeah.
the hits. Rat Ogre, I would not put on the line.
Right.
Unless, you know, if I'm receiving, maybe, just to get the easy hit, if they line up right.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's just like, no, I'm going to have this mobile, you know, frenzy guy with claws coming around trying to smack the crap out of you.
Yeah, and if, you know, if you want to make sure you blitz with him, you can put an extra snotling next to him for
exactly.
him to eat if he has to. Or if it's not, like, a necessary action, you can just chance the one and have him go stupid and not eat your low armor value dudes. But
oh, and that's the thing, too, is, like, it's a snotling. Who cares? You put him
right.
next to him. Now you have an almost automatic Rat Ogre.
Yes.
So.
Like, he will get to do what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
He just might fail at it, but...
You want him to blitz? He's going to blitz. He might eat a snotling on the way, but
yes.
no problem. I think that's it for me on this. I can't really think
yeah.
of any good Underworld puns.
Yeah. That's too bad. Underwhelming, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, hey. Well,
it's obvious.
It's kind of obvious. It's not.
It's lamely obvious.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
not
it's,
even good.
It's like a half pun. I'll give you half credit.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but I don't think these guys would underwhelm at the World Cup. I think they're going to overwhelm. Boom.
There you go. still doesn't have Underworld in it.
It's true.
Underworld Cup.
Yes. Ah. That's what it's going to be. They're going to have to rename it the Underworld Cup after they get done with it.
We got something. We shoehorned something in, so.
Yes.
Okay. For myself, Andrew, I shall say goodbye, and you shall have the last word of...
Hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.